Let's go to Carol in San Jose, and she's got a question about an upcoming surgery. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Marshall.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. I have gallstones.
Okay.
And, you know, I have gone to the doctor, and, you know, they, of course, are suggesting to remove the gallbladder, but they have mentioned that the liver does the same job as the gallbladder.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the worst students that I knew when I was at Purdue for biochemistry were the pre-med. Here's how this system works. Every piece of equipment you got there, your factory equipment from God, has a super purpose. In the case of the gallbladder, it stores bile. Bile can be produced, most of it's produced between 10 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, if you're not working nights. That is then saved because the main meal of the day for most people is after sundown. So now if I have my gallbladder out, all the bile will flow into my intestine between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock, and then when I eat my high-fat meal, I can't digest it. So now I got to wrinkle up like a prune, or I absorb my fats from the large intestine and store them as fat. So either way, I'm in deep trouble. So taking the gallbladder out is a disaster. It also makes you look really old and weird when you lose the gallbladder because you don't have the normal bile flow. Now, that bile flow is also engineered to precipitate excess cholesterol. So it's ideal to flow at the time you eat the meal. So if I ate a high-fat dinner meal and the bile flows, I precipitate my excess fats so I don't get fat. So this equipment is designed to be kept. The reason we're in trouble is that we're eating cooked food when we were engineered for raw food. And that has made a huge mess for all of us at the liver and the gallbladder. And so what you need to do is do a series of these coffee enemas, get the bile flow back to normal. And if there were a big stone there, they can use ultrasound to break it. The only time I think the gallbladder should be removed is when we're clear there's infection at the gallbladder. And now it's life-threatening. You betcha.
Are you saying you can break the stones with an ultrasound?
Yes, ma'am. And you can also just softly dissolve them with gallbladder nano. You can dilate the neck of the gallbladder if there's a lot of stones. So you can go on gallbladder nano.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, about 95%, are on it 16 weeks. Okay?
Right.
After 3 weeks, you would start the coffee enemas. Okay? And you would do those two a week for 13 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, at the same time, if you've had gallbladder attacks, you can be on gallbladder complex. This guy will dilate the neck of the gallbladder so that you could pass something up to 2, 3, 4 times its normal size.
Right.
So you're pretty well safe blowing whatever you have to blow out of that common bile duct. And I have seen this work in almost 1,000 cases myself personally, at least 900.
You're talking about the complex?
The two together, even the worst gallbladders, I've seen it clear.
So I need to take the complex with the nano, is that correct?
You would take maybe two a meal with that, and if you had a gallbladder attack during this, you could take 6 or 8 at the meal and blow out whatever's trapped in there. But most people just keep gallbladder complex as a protection,
right.
And if they don't need it, they don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
But the gallbladder nano, everybody needs to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, Carol. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Bye now.